Hello and welcome to Praying on Purpose. Today I would like to continue and perhaps conclude the conversation that began some time ago as we had been reviewing the Birchos HaTorah, the brachos that we recite each and every day in preparation for the Torah that we will study that day. And unlike virtually all other mitzvos that are preceded by one bracha, this particular mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is preceded by two brachos. The first one we had discussed in relative length, the bracha that begins, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah, and then continues with v'harevna, etc. And now we come to the second bracha, the one that is very familiar. It is certainly shorter, and I would say a little more, quote-unquote, to the point, but certainly requires careful consideration and analysis. The bracha begins, as all brachos do, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, that God has, and for now we'll just use the word chosen, we'll come back to this word, that you have chosen Banu, us, Mikol Amim, from all of the nations, V'nasan Lanu Es Torasoh, and that He has given us His Torah, Baruch Ato Hashem Nosein HaTorah. Hashem, who is described over here as the Nosein HaTorah, the one who gives the Torah. So if we had to break this down, we would say that the bracha can be broken down into at least two different parts, which essentially convey similar overlapping ideas. The first one is that God has chosen the Jewish people, and by virtue of that chosenness, Nasan Lanu Es Torasoh, He has given to us His Torah. Now, when we think about the concept of chosenness, the fact that we are an Am HaNivchar, so it's a very interesting concept. What does that actually mean to be chosen? I think the word, at least the way we translate it typically into English, seems to imply or suggest that there is a certain inherent superiority, that the Jewish nation is somehow superior to all other nations, and therefore, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, you have chosen us because of our superior qualities. Now, without completely rejecting that particular approach, I think another way to translate the words Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, rather than say that this means that we have been chosen, a slightly different word, which I think conveys a different message, is that we have been selected, or maybe even elected, that the Jewish people have been appointed a certain position, if you will, because God has certain expectations, He has certain desires and interests, kava yachol, of the world, and needs ambassadors in this world, those who are going to carry out the mission, if you will, the vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for all of mankind. And so therefore, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, that the Jewish people have been appointed to a position where there is a certain achrayus, there's a responsibility, not only for ourselves, but indeed for all of mankind. So for example, when prior to the moment of Maimon Har Sinai, God says to the Jewish people, V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. That is another term which is, again, often conflated and confused and associated with the idea of being an av ha'nivchar. But the idea over there is that you are to be an example to the rest of humanity, that the Jewish people are to see themselves as being potentially a model for the rest of the people on earth. This relates to an idea that I shared several days ago when speaking about the concept that the Jewish people are referred to as an Am Levadad Yishkon, a nation that dwells alone. And one way to understand that is that we are a people that experiences isolation on this earth, that we are lonely, that we are not really part of the greater fraternity of mankind. But another way of looking at it is that we are separate, we are distinct, we are unique, because we have a very, very important, unique mission, and ultimately our goal is to teach, by example, the rest of the world. The whole idea of being, again, just to cite another expression that we find in the Nevi'im, to be an Or Lagoyim, to be a light unto the nations. And what's really interesting is that the Torah also refers to the Jewish people as being a Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. A Mamleches Kohanim seems to imply that we are like a nation of priests. Now, what exactly does that mean? We know that there are Kohanim within the Jewish community, but they are but one small section. The family of Kohanim are only part of one Shevet, of Shevet Levi. Most Jews are not Kohanim. So what does it mean that we are Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh? So when you think about it, Rav Hirsch, I believe, explains this in his commentary on Parshas Emor, that a Kohen in our community represents sort of this ideal. The Kohen lives his life a certain way, commits himself to a certain lifestyle, to certain ideals. And by having Kohanim in our midst, we are able to look at living examples as to what this ideal is. And even among the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol represents even a higher ideal for the Kohanim. So it is not that the Kohen is necessarily inherently superior, but it is helpful and healthy for a society to have individuals, leaders among us, who can serve as role models. Unfortunately, very often in our experience, the leaders who seem to be governing major populations across the globe are not necessarily the best living role models in terms of their own personal lifestyles and conduct, in terms of the ideals that they espouse as individuals and as representatives of the community. But from a Torah perspective, a Kohen is supposed to sort of represent this ideal so that we can look to a Kohen and remind ourselves what exactly is our role in this earth. The Rambam famously explains that while Kohanim and Shevet Levi in general are assigned this special role, one does not in fact have to be a Kohen in order to choose to live one's life in a way in which he or she will be a role model to the rest of their family, to the rest of the community, and by extension, to all of Klal Yisrael. So by the Torah referring to the Jewish people as being a Mamleches Kohanim, what the Torah is essentially saying is that we, each and every one of us, all Jews, should be examples to the rest of the world. You know, a lot of times people lament the fact that there seems to be a lot of disproportionate attention that is given to Jews in the media. And most often, that attention is not very positive. Some will even go as far as to say that it's anti-Semitism, that we find that there are some major media networks that will go ahead and be very quick to cover a story that involves some, let's say, criminal conduct that is conducted by a Jew, particularly if this individual is an Orthodox Jew, and perhaps what makes the story even more interesting and salacious is if this person is, let's say, a rabbinic figure. And many are quick to point out that this is unfair. To get this sort of disproportionate attention would seem to be anti-Semitic. I would argue that we should be very careful before making such a claim. Now, while it may be true, and I cannot speak to the motivations of others, that there may be situations where individuals or groups of individuals have some ulterior motives when they are looking to highlight the actions of Jews, I think it's unfair for us to just completely dismiss that as being anti-Semitism. After all, the Torah itself declares that it is our job to be an example for the nations. We are supposed to be a Mamleches Kohanim. We are supposed to be an Am Segula. We are the Am HaNivchar. And so when we say this bracha every day, Asher Bachar Bani Mikol HaAmim, that is, again, it's not the sense of chosenness. Ooh, look how special we are. Look how superior we are. We have been selected. We have been elected. We have been appointed to this position where it is, in fact, our job to go ahead and be an example to the nations of the world. And so it makes perfect sense that they will look at us and say, how do Jews behave? And again, I'm personally less interested in terms of what their motivation is. And I think for us, when we go ahead and we react to such reports of the misdeeds of Jews as us being unfairly targeted by the media, I think we are completely missing the point. I think that the media, by and large, is doing its job. We need to be mindful of the fact that every time we act a certain way, we are being judged not only as individuals, but as members of a broader community, a community which has been appointed by God Himself to be an example to the nations. We can be a positive example, we can be positive role models, or, God forbid, we can embarrass, again, not just ourselves, but by extension our people, and worst of all, be mechalel shem shemayim. Now, of course, just to state for the record that which should be completely obvious, there is, of course, anti-Semitism in the world. There are many circumstances in which there is, in fact, unfair targeting of the Jews in the media. But the fact that we as a community have this instinctual reaction that whenever there is a Jew on the front page of, you name the paper, whatever the case may be, highlighting and spotlighting and pointing out the criminal activities of this individual, why is our immediate reaction to say that we are being unfairly targeted? Should we not own up to the fact that we have a responsibility to be, in fact, an Or Lagoyim? And for sure, when there is clear anti-Semitism that is taking place, by all means, that should be called out and it should be addressed. But the fact that our first reaction is, this isn't fair. Why are you picking on us? we are, I believe, missing the point. So the idea that we say each and every morning as we prepare to engage in Torah study throughout the day, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, means that we have been given a very, very special designation in this world, and through the study of Torah, we can become more informed and more engaged in promoting Kiddush Shem Shemayim in the world. There's another very important point that I'd like to highlight in this bracha, and that is that in the first half of the bracha, we say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, V'nasan Lanu Es Torah So. He gave us in the past tense, and then when we conclude the bracha, in the Chasimus HaBracha, we say, Hashem is the Nosein HaTorah, the one who gives Torah. So that contrast is very glaring, because here we have, literally within the same breath, going from Asher Nasan Lanu to Nosein. Nasan being in the past tense, Nosein being in the present. So the Vilna Gaon points out this is not a typo, this is not an editing error, that what Chazal are trying to imply and suggest through this very, very careful language of this bracha is that Hashem was Nasan Lanu Es Torah So. Hashem gave us, at the time of Maimed Har Sinai, He gave us the Torah, and that was a gift that was endowed to the Jewish people, one that happened in the past, but our engagement with Torah, our relationship with Torah, and our capacity to continue not just to study Torah, but to expand the breadth of Torah, to plumb the depths of Torah, and to reveal Chidushim in Torah, this is an ongoing process. So it's true that it happened a long time ago, but it is true that Hashem continues to be the Nosein HaTorah. Just like we said at the conclusion of the previous bracha, that Hashem is the Melamed Torah La'amo Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be a Melamed, a teacher. In the Brachin Shmon Esrei, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance in the using our intellect, we refer to Hashem over there as being someone who is Chonein La'adam Da'as. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to endow us with the ability to use our intellect, to use our brain, to understand Torah. And so this is an ongoing, never-ending process. And so therefore, we shouldn't see it as being something that merely happened in the past, and it's our job to merely preserve this, but this is part of a process that continues. Another way of looking at this, another perspective perhaps to bring to this, is the idea that the Torah was given to us in the past, but it is our job to continue to find freshness and to see the process as being one, as Rashi tells us in Chumash, Asher Anochim Tzavcha Hayom, that every single day should be new and fresh. It should feel as if I'm receiving the Torah for the very first time. And so therefore, this idea is also, I believe, conveyed through this interesting contrast between saying that Hashem was Nasan Lanu Es Torah, so in the past, and Hashem continues to be a Nosein HaTorah. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day. Lechayev